Hello.
I'm
Keegan.
I'm JJ.
I'm Katie.
I'm Kennedy.
Hi.
Hi.
The K is in the J.
Yeah.
It's all K names except JJ.
Sorry, JJ.
Poor JJ.
Sorry, JJ.
It's okay, JJ. It's okay.
Oh, it's okay.
Hey, friends, what book are we talking about today?
Duke.
Bye.
Give us a second.
Kirby Larson. There you go, Kirby Larson. Why did you read this book, kiddos?
Because it was our book club book.
Yeah, and Mrs. Hogaboom, they thought it was a good book.
So, what are all your book club books? What genre are all of your book club books?
They're all
historical fiction.
Awesome. All right. Well, without giving away the ending, tell us about Duke.
Okay, so Duke is about a German Shepherd dog, and his owner is named Hobie, and it takes place during World War II, and they're deciding if they're going to send Duke to the army or not.
So this guy named P.R.C. Koff, he comes, Korf, and he meets him one day when a mean kid was bullying Hobie, but Duke came to the rescue, and he said, "Well, I'm the head of Dogs for Defense, and that is some dog, and I was wondering if I could take him for a little bit to fight with the Marines, I think."
Yeah, it was.
Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
Hobie was thinking about if he wanted to give Duke away or not, but I can't say if he actually did or not.
Okay.
Can I say it, though?
No!
No! Because we want people to read the book.
Yes, and that's a spoiler.
Kennedy, anything else to add to that?
Or
is that a pretty good description of the book? Go ahead.
Good. When the book starts, Hobie's friend, is moving away.
Okay.
Scooter. And he moves away, so Hobie doesn't have any friends anymore. So.
But then he does meet a friend named Max.
And then something happens.
Yeah.
And in the and his dad flies a plane the army
named the Lily Bess.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome. Anything else you want to tell us about the general plot before I ask you some more specific questions?
No. Give me a second. I know I have some other things.
Same here.
Oh, yes, Catherine. Secretly, Catherine is in love with Hobie. And a lot of times they play baseball together with a ton of their friends. And then
Catherine is a really good pitcher.
Yeah, she's she can have a fastball, curveball. Change up.
Catherine always asks Hobie to come play with them.
Screwball.
Love it.
A ton of
anyways.
Love it. Well, hey, let's go with this. Which characters would you like to meet in real life, Keegan?
I would like to meet Hobie and Max. Duke and Max.
Why?
Because Duke's a dog and I love dogs.
And why
and
do you want to meet Max?
Same here. I want to meet Max because I think he almost has a personal life like me.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Let's see. What was the big lesson you took away from this book?
The lesson we took away from this book is that sometimes people make mistakes, but normally good will come out of it at the end.
That was quite the lesson.
I know. We thought that was a pretty good quote.
Yeah.
That's a really good quote. I like that. And why should people read this book?
Oh, because it's a good book and it teaches you a lot of lessons.
I like that. JJ, I feel like you didn't get your own individual question.
Yeah, that one's mine.
Oh, that, okay. What is one thing you would like to ask the author?
I want to ask the author, why did she choose this story in time and not another one?
Like World War One?
Yeah, World War One.
Why did she name the dog
Or the
Duke?
Great Depression?
Yeah.
Or if
why'd she name the dog Duke?
Why'd she name the dog Duke?
I was wondering, she'd make a book.
We were reading
about
another book by Kebby Larson
called Dash.
Yes.
Whenever I think of the name Duke, I think of mud.
We'll probably be back.
Mud.
Why do you think of mud?
Because it's like Duke sounds like a farmer name.
It kind of does.
It kind of
sounds like a horse.
It kind of
black stallion.
It kind of sounds like Luke, because Luke in our class is a farmer, and it's like.
So that's how you
Luke
and Duke.
Yeah, Luke is kind of like Duke.
All right. So it sounds like you girls are reading another of Kirby's books. You all are.
Yeah.
Which one? Liberty or Dash?
Dash. I read part of Liberty and it wasn't my favorite. I like Dash and Duke way better than Liberty.
I like Duke better because it doesn't really talk about Dash that much in the book.
We're almost done with the Dash.
We probably might be back for Dash.
Yeah.
Hey, come back and talk about Dash when you're done. Deal?
Yeah.
All right. Then we will sign off by saying...
Happy reading!
Go Chris Bryant!
Go!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.